It's time for Growing Help, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith extraordinaire and the voice of encouragement, here to dare you to live your best life one little bit at a time, because we can all do anything as long as we can do a little bit at a time. And we are spreading hope around the world in an effort to change the world. And we change the world by changing our world, our unique path, and ourselves. Because we're the only thing that we can change. You are the only person that you can change. You are the only path. Yours is the only path that you can walk. And the more we understand it, and the more we lean into it, and the bolder we get in it, the more things begin to work out, the more opportunities open up, because you're doing what you're uniquely designed to do. You quit trying to do it like everybody else, and you do it your unique way. And when you do that, the opportunities present themselves, because you get confident in your uniqueness. And the more confident you are in your uniqueness, the bolder you are to reach out about it. And your uniquenesses, other people can be doing the same thing, but they're not doing it just like you. You are unique. And if you make an offer to somebody to work with them and they don't accept your offer, doesn't mean that your uniqueness has changed. It doesn't mean that you're not capable of living it out. It just means that y'all weren't the right fit. So we have to continue to lean into our unique design. If we're going to keep on keeping on, if we're going to keep walking out our path, we have to build an arsenal that's going to let us do that, because the world's going to tell us that we need to go back to being caterpillars. We need to go back to being tethered to the rules and the regulations. We need to get back in that box and behave. But we're not going to do that. We're not going to get back in the box. We're not going to behave. We're going to be bold. We're going to be purposeful. We're going to be unique. And we're going to be a little peculiar. Little peculiar in what we're doing. Because that's what we're called to do. We're called to be a peculiar people. And one of the elements of keeping on is that we have to keep caring for people. People can get on our nerves. People can hurt us. People can get in our way. People can try to push us backwards. People can try to push us down. People are crazy. And the problem is that we are people. All of us have these elements of peopling in our journey. And we come across with these peopling habits on other people. So we have to be invested in caring and continuing to care for people. So today the focus is on the final step of this process of continuing to care. And today it is all about a habit of being present, being in the moment. The more we come to care about people and the more we lean into that caring, the more we make room for being present in the moment and doing what we need to do to continue to grow this relationship. But we have to make the intentional choice to be present. And in this day of 24 hours, everything is happening situation, it can be a challenge. But when we develop this habit of being present, we immerse ourselves in the moment. We engage ourselves in the moment. We become blinded to the distractions around us. We get beyond the past, and we letting the emotions be felt, but not drive. So we're encountering our emotions, but not giving them power. So the first thing is about being immersed in the moment. We have to make the choice to be right here, right now, 100%. And this little thing right here causes more issues. The phone, it follows us everywhere. It used to be that you could go on a drive and nobody would bother you because you were in the car. And so nobody could call you. Nobody could text you. Until you got home, nobody could contact you. You were just on a drive and you're enjoying the drive. We don't do that anymore. We literally are connected 24/7 because our phones are connected to our cars now. So if somebody calls, it interrupts our song. It will interrupt the conversation. And we have to be 100% right now, right here in what we're doing. I had a meeting earlier today, and I made the intentional choice of taking my phone and putting it in my purse, completely forgetting that I had an alarm set for an hour later, but that's beside the point. The point was I wanted to be 100% intentionally invested in this meeting, and I had to make that choice. If we're going to be immersed in the moment, if we're going to show caring and practice that active listening we talked about on the very first day, then we have to make intentional choices to put the other things aside for the moment in our mind and in our location. So put your phone away, listen, actively listen, stop, look, and listen, and be 100% in the moment where you are. The second thing when we're building this habit of being present is choosing to be engaged. We can be present. We can be immersed in the moment, 100% in the moment, without being really engaged in the moment. Because I can be here, I can be present, I can have all my distractions set aside, but I can really not be paying attention to what you're saying. I mean, maybe it's just me. Maybe I have a superpower I don't know about. But I can be sitting there right in front of you, listening to what you say, not watching TV, not playing on my phone, not even doodling, and completely miss what you're saying because I'm not doing the stop, look, and listen. I'm not actively listening to you. I'm passively listening. And when I passively listen to you, I don't actually hear what you're saying. And if I'm not hearing what you're saying, I can't really care about what you're saying. And this, in order to be invested in caring, we have to build this habit of being present. And being present requires that I engage in the moment, actively listening and paying full attention, giving you my full attention instead of flowing around, going with, being tossed by the waves. Listening to the words and watching to hear the heart. That is how you engage in the moment. I have been in situations where I could tell the person who was talking with me was not present. Not only were they not engaged, but you could look in their eyes and tell they weren't even present in the location. My husband does that. He gets this look. And I can tell by his look that he's no longer with me. And I'll wait a couple of minutes and then I'll say, where did you go? I do the same thing. I'll be in a conversation with somebody and I'll realize that I have quit hearing what they're saying and I have gone somewhere else. And I will say, I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything that you said. I was somewhere else. That happens to me way more than it probably should. But if I am making the choice to be engaged in the situation and then be engaged with the person, it is more difficult for my mind to wander or my focus to wander or my attention to wander because I am all in, engaged. So I'm immersed, I'm engaged, and I'm 100% in this conversation. The third thing is that you have to get blinded to the distractions. Put on the blinders because distractions are going to come. in that exact meeting I was telling you about, right as we got to the end of the meeting, someone came into, because we were at a coffee shop. Someone came in, they spoke to me, and I interrupted the meeting in order to speak to this person because I had a bit of business that I needed to confirm because that's a distraction. It's one of the reasons coffee shops can be a dangerous place for meetings. There are too many opportunities for distractions. If we had been meeting in an office or maybe even in my own home, I could have controlled the environment more. But sometimes a coffee shop is where you need to be. You just have to put on your blinders and make the choice to be intentionally immersed in the situation and engaged with the individual. It really, truly shows that you care. It shows that you care. It shows that you want to connect. It shows that you want to be in this relationship, whatever level you are at with this relationship. But if you do not blind yourself to the distractions, you'll be all over the place. Not only will you be all over the place, you'll forget the point you're fixed to make. If you're focused in the moment, if you are blinded to the distractions, nothing can pull your attention away. If you do not have on your blinders, then you'll go all over the place. It's kind of like the racing horse. If the racing horse doesn't have the blinders on, the racing horse is paying attention to everything else and does not pay attention to the track ahead. And if the racing horse is not paying attention to the track ahead, the racing horse doesn't win. If you want to win at investing in others, you have to put your blinders on to the things that are going on around you, the situations that are going on around you, or the circumstances that are going on around you, either that are right there around you or that are just part of your cloud of life. But you have to be blinded to that in order to be completely and fully invested in caring. The fourth thing is that you have to get beyond the past. You have to let go of what was, whether it what was with this individual, the person that they were before, or what was in a situation or circumstance that is similar, whatever the case. Because if you don't, the past will dictate your journey. The past becomes an emotional baggage that holds you down or weighs you down or drives the cart. And remember, if emotions are driving, you will end up in the ditch every single time. Emotions are horrible drivers. I think that's the only thing that drives on Highway 431 in Marshall County is emotions. And you can tell it. We have to choose to get beyond the past. Whatever happened to us, whatever happened with that other person, or whatever, let's be honest, sometimes it is a situation that you had no control over that possibly didn't even truly affect you, but somehow you get stirred up emotionally thinking about it. If we let it go, then we have the opportunity to start fresh. And when we can start fresh, we create new places to care, new places to bond, and new places to grow. But we have to choose to start fresh and to start fresh every single time. This is a new encounter, a new opportunity every single time we meet. If we have old business to discuss, that's one thing. We put that in our agenda. But if it is done business, if it's done, we don't go back to it. Don't bring it back up. Let it go. It's done. I was talking earlier today about how it is time. There was something that was stirring, something from the past that was stirring, and I was running through my head, how could I have done this differently? How could I have done this in a better way? And I just kept mulling over this, and I finally said, no, this is in the past. I have to plow forward. And it dawned on me in that moment that you can't plow in reverse. None of the equipment is designed to plow in reverse. We can only plow forward. And if we hold on to the past, we won't get anywhere. So we have to let go of the past and get beyond the past so that we can continue to plow forward and build these moments, these opportunities for caring. Finally, we have to be okay with encountering emotions. Feel the moment. Allow yourself to be in the moment and to feel the moment, because it is going to develop and strengthen that connection opportunity and that caring ability. When I was in this meeting, I got excited. I got chill bumps several different times because the conversation was so positive, so exciting about what we're creating together. And I allowed myself to be excited. Now, I didn't allow my emotions to drive the cart because, again, they'll drive you right into the ditch. But I did allow myself to feel the emotions. And because I allowed myself to feel the emotions, just sharing with you now about the meeting excites me again, because it was an amazing meeting. And when we allow ourselves to be in the moment so much that we feel the moment, we carry that with us when we leave. And the next time that we have to engage this information, engage this person, or recall for future events, it'll stir that emotion again. That's what we want to use our emotions for. We want to use our emotions to fuel our possibility thinking. And when we encounter our emotions and allow ourselves to encounter our emotions in these moments, that's what we do. We fuel our possibility thinking. Caring is a powerful force. We need to be more invested in caring for other people. When we care for other people, we create all these opportunities for our own journey. We learn about ourselves. We learn about others. We find ways to get more done for ourselves and for them. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Caring is a way to keep on keeping on in this journey to live out your unique design. Over the last 5 days, we've been talking about how to keep caring. We talked about how caring puts others before self, how caring clarifies perspective, how caring increases connections, how caring strengthens bonds, and how caring develops that habit of being present. When you are intentionally invested in caring for other people, you will grow in your unique design. And as you grow in your unique design, you become bold and purposeful in what you do, what you say, and where you go. And when you get to that place where that is your constant state of being, there will be nothing and nobody that can hold you back from living all of your possibilities. And that's what I want for each and every one of us. I want us to boldly be living our possibilities. If you are struggling in any way to find your unique design, to live your bold, purposeful path, to have your focus that you need, whatever it is that's holding you back from taking that leap, that's still tethering you to the ground, I am here to encourage you to take the leap. Reach out to me. Just go over to the website, go to katherinelang.com, right there. See, ta-da! Go to katherinelang.com, click the button, sign up for a free call. Let's chat. Let's talk about what it is that is holding you down so that you can take flight. I know you have it in you. And you are designed on purpose and for a purpose. And it is time to boldly live that purpose. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. If you have not watched all the episodes, go over to growinghoperadio.com and you can catch up on all of the different episodes, and you can find out more about what we're doing and where we're going. Thank you for joining Growing Hope. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.